East Coast Breakfast.
Something really, really weird and unsettling happened yesterday. You must know by now that there is a missing pilot who crashed into the ocean at Suncoast. I think we're being told that the search for this pilot will continue today.
It is continuing. It is a very tragic story. And unfortunately, if you haven't seen, there are videos out of the incident that went viral yesterday. The aerobatic pilot is believed to have been part of a display at the Next Generation of Aviation Professionals Global Summit 2025, which is currently taking place. But on the line this morning, we are going to be chatting to ALS paramedic Gareth Jamieson. He's leading the search and he's part of the team that's looking for this pilot. Good morning, Gareth.
Good morning.
So I know yesterday you guys had started the search, and I'd like to know if you can give us an update on that, and then also just give us some idea of how exactly you would process and do a search like this.
Yes, well, obviously the incident went viral yesterday. We received multiple calls of medical assistance. Although it was an event planned and there was services already there, fortunately, everyone came together under the leadership, obviously, of the SAPS, as it's a crime scene at the end of the day. And search and rescue leads that incident or rescue or recovery operation. So, you know, we all arrived on the scene, and there were, like I said, there were already boats in the water due to the event that was taking place with SAPS and Metro Police Search members in the actual boats. And then the coordination starts with, you know, how to facilitate this sort of unfortunate incident. So, you know, there was police divers that went in, there was lifeguards that were in, and obviously the medical staff, paramedics and necessary were on the shoreline awaiting and hoping that, you know, there was going to be some sort of positive result, which unfortunately didn't happen.
Well, speaking of which, can you just give us an update? Will the search resume this morning?
Yes, definitely. So we are meeting this morning, the entire team that was there yesterday. We left there at about 6:30 last night, just obviously, you know, due to the biggest issue is the darkness. The water wasn't clear as well as per the police divers. And so, you know, it wasn't safe for them to proceed. Multiple police divers came from all over the province to assist with the search. So, you know, we will be resuming this morning, and just on your question, you know, there will be a plan put in place. There will be a debrief to start the day, and then the teams will go out, and, you know, it would be, or now it's going to be a calculated, unfortunate recovery, and the teams will continue until this is found.
Gareth Jamieson from ALS Paramedics, thank you for joining us this morning. And obviously, we'll check in with you after that briefing. And when any new details come through, we'll obviously get that from you. Thank you. Thank you, Gareth.
Thank you.
So, yes, it is a sad morning this morning. And our thoughts are with all the family and friends of those affected by this tragedy.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.